Next patient is Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. Last name is T-U-R-R-U-B-I-A-R-T-E-S. He was born 10-11-86. Today is 11-10-23. This is a 37-year-old gentleman. Comes in today for follow-up of his diabetes. He says the metformin causes blood sugar to get down to 160. Then he stopped taking the metformin. Then he started drinking the special tea that his wife got him from Mexico, and exercising and watching his diet, he's been able to get his blood sugar down to 110. I talked to him that the most important thing is for his hemoglobin A1C to come down from 9.8 to 6, and we'll see how he does with that. Social, he drinks very little. He doesn't smoke. They live on 10 acres. He's married, has two children. They're very active, taking care of their animals, cows, horses, and sheep. Family history, asthma and diabetes, no colon cancer, medical problems, diabetes, surgery, none allergy, none COVID immunizations, up to date medication, on a special T now, off the metformin, blood work, testosterone was 216. We talked about using T-bomb, T-BOMB, two tablets at nighttime, recheck in 3 months. His cholesterol was... needs to be rechecked as well. His vitamin D was slightly low, and fish oil has been added to his regimen in the past to continue with, which I think was the triglyceride elevation was most likely related to his diabetes, uncontrolled diabetes, period. He's alert, he's awake, he weighs 208, down 4 pounds, 95%, 98.1, 16, 80, 120 over 80, heart positive, small positive, two lungs are wrong, few wrong, abdomen soft. TMs are clear, skin shows the right shoulder, mucosa with that lesion. Assessment, diabetes number 2. Patient would like to continue with his current medical regimen. Number 3, check blood sugars at least 3 times a week. Number 4, check A1C in 3 months. Number 5, continue with fish oil. Number 6, continue with diet and exercise. Number 7, we looked at his liver, slightly fatty. Next time is mild BPH noted. Next time is kidney function. Kidneys appear normal. Next time is eye exam. Appointment is due next year. He just had one. Next number, leg pain and arm pain, multifactorial, but it's improving. Next time is change in vision related to his diabetes, improving. Next number, no sign of renal vascular hypertension noted. Next number, we talked about diabetes and how to take care of himself. Next number, palpitation caused us to look at his echocardiogram, which was within normal limits. Next number, come back in 3 months, and we do blood work at that time. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Thank you.